Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio in the studios with us today. We have a couple of drivers from the Prairie Five Rides buses that you see all around our various communities here in the Q92 listening area. We have with us Denise Hansen. Denise drives down in the Canby area. And Dan Dabrowski, a lot of folks know here in the Madison area, that's been driving for quite a while. And welcome to the studios today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to have you guys with us. Well, let's talk a little bit about Denise. Why don't you tell us how you decide to take up this profession and how long you've been driving for Prairie Five?
Well, let's see. I started in 2015, I believe it was, the fall of 2015. And, you know, I was always kind of curious about it. I'd seen people driving, and then I thought, oh, that's a man's job. but then all of a sudden I started seeing some ladies driving, and I thought, interesting. And I've always really liked driving, so I thought, I wonder what it takes. So then when I saw the ad in the paper, I thought, I'm going to give it a try. And the only thing that really scared me was getting my CDL license, but they are so good at Prairie Five. They go through everything with you, and he helps you with anything that you need to know in order to get your CDL license. Okay. So then I did that and went ahead, and they hired me, which I was surprised about right away. No. So then I started driving, and I was part-time driver till it must have been the summer of last year. Our full-time driver had quit, and so I thought, should I do full-time? I'm not sure if I should. You know, you kind of go back and forth in your mind. And I decided I would give it a try, and it's been going really well. So now I am the full-time supervisor over in Canby.
All right. Well, Dan, how about you? How'd you get into it?
I was just looking for a part-time job just to do something different. And when I started doing it, it was a lot more different than I thought it was going to be. I'm from Green Bay, so you think city bus,
right?
Bus stops. Yeah,
that was we're talking the bus in town here.
You know, so I was thinking, you know, you had designated bus stops because that's what I thought of a city bus. And I had no idea what curb-to-curb was. But then when I started getting into it, it was like, yeah, I could do this. This is fun. And I started in 2014, and I was part-time for a short time and went full-time. So.
And we want to congratulate you. You were selected as Driver of the Year this year.
Yeah, it was a nice shocker.
Yeah. Very well deserved.
That was very nerve-wracking. Yeah. So.
Well, Denise, what do you enjoy most about the job?
Wow. There's actually a lot of things that I enjoy about it. You get to meet so many different age groups, so many different people. But, you know, I'm actually from Canby, so I knew a lot of them. So it's kind of fun to have them on your bus for a little while and visit with them and what's new with you. And so it ranges anywhere from, boy, the preschoolers have got to be about 5 up until 95.
Well, that's one of the things. Some people think that the bus is just for seniors.
No.
But that's not the case.
It is for anyone. So, and, you know, it's just a really good job. I love the people that I work with. They're wonderful to work for. So, there's many aspects about the job that I really like. Yeah. You know, people think, you know, you sit there for 10 hours a day. It's like, oh, monotonous. But there's so many things that you can
Something different going on all the time, right?
So, yeah, we just got a brand new garage over there. So you try to keep that all clean and, you know, just we wash the buses every day. So that keeps us busy. But and then, of course, when we go to meetings, they feed us.
Yep.
What more could you ask for?
It's a good deal.
It's usually good food, too.
Yes, it is.
Well, Dan, how about you? What do you like about the job?
I think the variety of people that you meet. I mean, a lot of people, though, with me, they don't realize that I'm not from here. So they'll ask me, like, hey, you know where Joe used to live down here? I was like,
not really.
No, I don't know. I don't know who Joe is. So, but, I mean, I've been here 12 years now, so I know a lot of the people. And, you know, it's fun. You know, you talk to the mothers of the kids, and, you know, they put your trust in them for their kids, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to really, you got to love what you're doing. And I think anybody that drives for Prairie Five loves working for Prairie Five because they are a great company.
Yep,
they really are.
Good people to work for.
Oh, absolutely. They'll bend over backwards for their employees.
Yep, Prairie Five's involved a lot of different projects.
Oh, yeah, it's not just bus driving.
Meal sites to all kinds of things. So,
heating assistance, everything.
Right. Well, let's talk about the bus itself. Where does it go? Is it just around the community? Do they make trips out of town? People often ask about that. So
absolutely.
How's that work?
The city buses in town, they strictly stay in town. We can go a mile out of town and that's it. So, but we have rides that are called regional rides, and you call ahead for those. And, I mean, we do North Dakota, South Dakota, pretty much all of Minnesota. So, I mean, there's opportunities. I mean, if you need a ride, we take people to the airports all the time. And
Is it regional rides, are they regularly scheduled then, or they run? How does that run?
It's just if you have a ride, as needed. If you have a doctor's appointment in Rochester and you know about it, you call up, you know, a couple weeks in advance. If you know, I mean, they'd like to have 24 hours notice, but the more time you can give them, the easier it is to find a driver to take them out there. So.
Right. So how about during the COVID situation? Has that presented a little bit more of a challenge now? Are you requiring, like, masks on the bus or any of that kind of thing? What's happening there?
Yes, we all of us have to wear masks as we drive, and then even if we're alone in the bus, we wear a mask. But if we're parked, you know, just on the corner waiting for our next ride or whatever, then we can not have the mask on. Anyone that rides with us is required to wear a mask, of course. Every day we kind of hope that we get a little bit closer where we don't have to, but I think we're so used to it now that it's just...
It's a normal thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, the numbers are starting to drop in the area here. So
that's a
maybe
good thing.
Someday we'll get back to some kind of normal, whatever
Nice.
Well, and even like us with the drivers, we're surrounded by plexiglass. So, I mean, there's no contact with people hardly at all, unless you're doing a wheelchair or helping somebody get on the stairs and stuff. But for the most part, you know, we spray it down periodically, wipe it down, and then every evening it gets thoroughly cleaned. And
So you don't have to worry when you get on that hasn't been cleaned.
No, they're clean. We wash them things every day. So
yeah.
All right. Well, I know Prairie Five Rides is always looking for some drivers. So that's kind of a perennial problem, I guess, for a lot of businesses right now.
Absolutely.
Would you recommend it as a part-time job for somebody or a full-time
job? Absolutely.
100%.
Okay. What kind of attributes should one have, or what?
I think just if you're a good talker and good with people, I mean, you can do this job. I mean, the thing with part-time, when we're looking for part-time, is you basically can make your own schedule. I mean, if you say you only want to work 2 days a week, well, you only work 2 days a week. If they call you and say, hey, we got a regional ride that's going out to Rochester, would you like to do it? And you say no, there's fine. They'll go on to another driver. But, I mean, like I said, Prairie Five is really good with their employees. And being a part-time, and that's how I started. I was doing some regional rides, and, you know, it's...
Okay.
It's a good deal. It really is.
I think anyone that doesn't go for it is missing out. You know, we're always looking for drivers and volunteers. It's, you know.
Is there an age limit as far as drivers, that kind of thing? Younger,
well, you
old?
Have to have your driver's license.
Yeah. Okay. You got to be at least 16.
I'm not sure. I don't think there's an age limit.
You can drive up until you're 76.
Okay.
And then you have to mandatory retire.
Okay.
So.
I better get on board. I got 6 years to
go. Well, there you go. You can do this.
I got a little time.
I think that's been kind of the one thing with the COVID, too, is that, I think some people are still scared about going out and doing it. So it's hard to find volunteer drivers and part-time drivers. And so we're always looking for someone. And like he said, you can pretty much make your own schedule. It's...
Okay, so great part-time job for somebody.
Yeah, I can't talk enough about it, so...
She should get these farmers out here that don't have nothing to do in the wintertime.
Exactly.
Get a part-time job. Drive for us.
That's right. They're good at driving stuff. So.
Yeah, so they probably already got the CDL.
Yeah, right. Well, let's talk a little bit about if the nuts and bolts of if they want to ride down in Canby, how do they get one down in that area? What do they have to do? Give you a call?
Actually, they call. There's an 800 number, 877 number, I should say.
Does that cover all the services?
Yep.
Okay.
And then dispatch will answer. And I can't say enough about dispatch either. They have all of our different areas covered, which is like Madison, Dawson, Benson, Granite Falls, Montevideo, and they do that. I mean, some of them flawlessly. So the other ones have, you know, we've had some ones that just start and they're catching on very quickly. But that is a job that I would say I wouldn't want to do. You know, you have to, you know, you have to, they answer the phones and then they have to put you in the right computer and the right system. And, you know, sometimes I'll give them a call and say, I can't pick up Susie in Ortonville because I'm in Cambie. you know, and it's just sometimes that happens or whatever, but they're wonderful at what they do. Okay. And so then they would answer and you would just say, I need a ride. You know, I'm John Doe from Cambie and I need a ride to the grocery store at 2:30. Can I get that? And then they say, of course. And would you like a round trip ride? And then they can put that ride in right away. And so then once they hang up, they'll put it in the computer and then it pops up on the screen that we have right there.
Like that.
That's pretty handy.
Sorry.
That was timed really well.
That was good timing on that. We'll say we planned that.
Yeah. And so it'll pop up like that and then it'll say that we have a ride.
Sorry.
And it'll show on the screen where to go, the address and everything. So then we just go pick them up and take them to the grocery store. And
all right. Is that a little different? I think they used to call right directly to the bus.
Yeah, I don't know how those guys did that.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
To keep it all straight themselves.
Some of the old timers will stop me and they're like, oh, I can't imagine doing that tablet. And it's like, I can't imagine answering the phone every 5 minutes while you're driving.
Yeah,
oh, that's
no.
And you can't answer the phone now while you're driving. I mean, we've got headsets and stuff, but... you know, back then too, how many times did they answer it a day? It's like, wow, I'd have to pull over every time and wouldn't get anything else done.
I think a lot of the times back in the day though, that is, I'm sorry.
No, that's
okay. It's
you know, a lot
part
of
the, part of the job there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, I think they mostly just dealt with seniors and stuff like that. They didn't really have any children that were riding the buses.
Yeah, it was unusual to see anybody else riding, but it's good to see that the community is pretty well taking advantage of it, too.
I think
the rides are on the increase, right, as far as you
said. Oh, absolutely.
Kind of great.
And then in the summertime, I don't know about you guys over here, but we have summer rec.
Yep.
And so it's, you know, for I believe it's 6 weeks. And so then we've got 6 weeks of taking kids back and forth to the swimming pool for lessons and then to soccer and then to, you know.
Yep.
So they go to all kinds of different little things during the summer. And so we're still busy in the summertime, too. It's not like, you know.
Yep, just
okay, like, school's out, so now it's going to be slower, because I actually think sometimes that's a little bit more hectic.
Great service.
Yeah.
And what's the cost of a ride?
$2 one way.
$2. Mm-hmm. That's got to beat that.
We also have discount punch cards. Like for seniors, it's $15 for 16 rides.
You can buy that right there from you on the bus?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or you can call in and put it on your debit card.
Yep.
So, And it's actually, I think, you get a, was it like two extra rides or something like that?
If you buy a punch card.
So
it's like youth punch cards are $25 for 25 rides.
Okay.
So there's a deal right there because you're saving $2. And then we have monthly passes for $35, and that's, you can ride as much as you want for the whole month.
Yeah.
And a lot of people take that advantage.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. Yeah, if you're going to use it a lot, that
absolutely.
Yeah.
Saves you a ton of money.
Right.
Some people go a couple times a day.
Sounds like a good gift for somebody, too.
Needs are you
a,
hinting?
Do you
need it?
beat driving, but
yeah.
Pick me up at 6:30 every morning. No, you don't start quite that early.
Not that early. No.
What are the hours there? That's 8 o'clock in the morning?
7 to 5.
7 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? They're so accommodating. I shouldn't say this, but they're so accommodating, they probably would be like, yeah, you can pick them up.
it's only 3 blocks. I can probably make it work.
Yeah, right.
I need the exercise. So.
Yeah.
Well, Dan and Denise, we certainly appreciate you filling us in on what's going on over there at Prairie 5, and encourage everybody to take advantage of that great service.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to lose it, and the way you keep these things going in our small towns is by using them. So.
Yeah.
And we're not just doctor's appointments and grocery stores. We'll take you if you want to go see a friend in town. Yeah. We'll take you anywhere.
And you don't ask why or, you know, where they're going there, just where.
Just don't tell me that you want to tell me somebody you don't want anybody to know. Because we have cameras and microphones on the buses, so.
All right. Well, so watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming in, and have a great rest of the winter here.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
And remember, we're always looking for volunteer and riders. That's right. Not riders. Well, riders.
Riders
too,
but... and volunteer drivers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So if you're looking for a job, give it a thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks much.
Thank you.